Welcome to the Live Lauren podcast and the place of celebrating, stepping into a juicy, soulful whole, living and adventuring on this journey of a lifetime. This very unique journey individually to each of us. Wow. Okay, so this theme of, it's just been so live for me of gratitude and appreciation for actually being at this concert of life. I find so many of the things that just help me so much to like come back to and return to. It's like, imagine being at, like imagine this concert that's the best concert of all time. It's got the best artists. It's just like, and imagine there were like a limited number of tickets. Like this concert has different sessions. And people could get like tickets for like an hour at a time and that's it. And then it's you know, it changes and the next batch have come in and it's, and there's a whole like array of the most amazing, amazing, amazing musicians. And imagine like you're sitting in this 1 hour that like there's so many people, like 1% of all the people that wanted to come get to come in for like an hour at a time. And there was like long and wish list and wait list, and this concert's going to go on for like days. But you can only, because of the venue and because of whatever, you can only get like access for an hour at a time. And imagine the excitement that people didn't actually care like which hour they got, just to have the opportunity. Imagine being at this concert and then a song comes on that you're just like, it's pushing buttons, or you're feeling uncomfortable or discordant, or it's, you're feeling like sadness welling up inside and you're just brought to tears. Or there's just something you just can't stand that's really like irritating you and riling you up. You know, like what if it was more about, less about whether you like the song, whether you like how it's making you feel, whether it's comfortable, how it's making you feel. And what if it was the fact that, oh my God, for the briefest of time, you get the gift of actually experiencing. Because then there's this line in Living Untethered that you are not the doer, you are the experience of reality. So in that case, when there's this performance and you get to be inside for that hour, for this concert that's going to go on for like a couple of weeks, but there's only like limited opportunities of attendees at a time, you're not doing the performance, you're there attending, you're experiencing, you have the honor to receive and experience these world-class performers playing from the depth of their souls that move you through. And people would want to, you'd go with excitement of like, and come out being like, oh my God, you can't believe the places this music moved me to. At times I was so light and I just wanted to fly, and I felt so full of joy and inspiration. And there were other times, oh, I was so annoyed and irritated. I feel like I could just like, I just wanted to like smash plates against the wall. And I just wanted to explode, and I just wanted to scream and shout. And there were times that I was just moved. I was bawling my eyes out. And if you went to a concert like that, where the music took you on a journey and a roller coaster ride, people would come out of it marveling and speaking about it and remembering it with such like wonderment and awe, and telling people like, you just like, wow, you've got to get a ticket. You've got to experience it. You just don't understand until you experience. No words that I can articulate. And what if we could come to life with that? So with be saying that you're not the doer, not in terms of that you don't do anything here, just do of like what's unfolding in front of us right now. Just is, as Mickey says, like it's taken billions of years of every moment of everything else that's happened to land in front of us exactly the way it is. We get to experience and we get to choose. We get to choose the way we looking and framing and engaging with the moment, and whether we are not even experiencing it because we're so stuck somewhere in the past, not letting on to something, or so worried about something in the future, or clinging or resisting. You know, and what if it's less about whether we feel comfortable, or, you know, whether it's uncomfortable emotions, but just to have such awe and wonderment at the ability to experience for ourselves. such a vast array. Wow, on so many levels. You know, you go see a movie and it's two-dimensional and you've got visual and sound. Here we live in a body so complex we can't even begin to fathom, even that alone. It's like if you start to think about it, we, each of us is animated by an infinite consciousness, something that's beyond space and time. There's something, but what? When somebody dies, what was it? What was animating that body? And it's like, how does that even, just think about your body, you've got it, you all have a piece, somehow there's an infinite, timeless, spaceless consciousness that meets and inhabits this finite space body that's going to live and expire and reach an end point. And something that is completely beyond all of that somehow comes together here, where we get to experience life, living in a body that we don't even begin to fathom. Amount of things that we complain about in a day when it's just, oh my God, the number of stuff that's happening on so many levels to make one moment of our life possible. It's incredible, incredible. And I'm doing this like digital AI marketing course, and we had to do research and research like marketing campaigns. And I chose Peter Sage, somebody I know who does coaching for coaches. And on his one video for his ad, he tells the story, because I know Peter for many years. He came to South Africa, and then I've attended him live. I've done a number of his other workshops, read some of his books. And that's just an incredible story, because he was like a young, very confident, overconfident young businessman, and there was a business issue with something, and he was so overconfident, he was a bit like arrogant, you know, with the judge and with the whole situation. And it's so crazy, because he lands up actually being found guilty, and worse than that, it's that he gets sent to one of the UK's, like, not just like a regular prison for like business things, which even he wasn't guilty of, in terms of, you know, just the whole unfolding of everything, and things blew out of proportion, where he lands up being sent to one of Britain's most violent prisons. And it's just listening to this little excerpt, because he did a TED talk where he mentioned some of the story and his journey. And when something happens that is so out of left field, we're not the, like in that case, it's not the doer. It's the experience of reality, the experience of the reality that's unfolding in front of us. Our doing is in the choice of the attitude we have and the perception, and are we getting stuck and lost in it, or are we breathing and holding back and pulling back and choosing to be in wonderment of the opportunity of experience? There's the doing, the choice of that. And Peter talks about how he just, there was a surrender. The surrender isn't in not doing. The surrender is to the reality that's unfolding in front. But if for some reason he found himself in this prison, in the most like crazy of circumstances, there's a reason. And there's the choice to feel that there's a reason, that when things get like what feel like people could label it as the darkest of the dark, and then he started to like have this awareness around, well, what if the tools and teachings and all the things I've been through and all the places I've gone and learnt and passed on about choosing to live life differently, what if that's why I'm here? Because normally people in this kind of prison would never have access to that kind of teaching. And he writes a story, Mud or Stars, with which in through the story, like a parable, embodies a lot of these choices of the way that you choose to look at life and how that can change everything. And that's his agency. There's his doing. Believing then, choosing to believe, I'm here for a reason. If this is it, I want to inspire and help people live more conscious, awakened lives, then maybe that's why I'm here, is to help these prisoners live more conscious, awakened lives. And help those who are going to come out see the world differently, that they don't land back in here. And he finds himself, he writes it by hand, and then he finds himself in a classroom with access to a computer, and types up the story and prints out copies and starts to just secretly like slide them under people's doors and spread them around. And that's it, just like, yeah, just trusting. And how much different, you know, when you come from a place of choosing to believe that there's a reason for everything, and then once you just more the accepting of it's exactly as it's meant to be, and I'm meant to be here. So how can I, when Mickey says, how do you serve the moment in front of you and make it better for passing before you? So there's Peter in this most violent prison, who now is choosing to believe he's there for a reason, and what value can he add, and start to type the story, what a totally different energy you bring to a situation when you're not fighting it, when you just absolutely like are one with it, for like right now, right here, this is where I am. So how can I serve this moment exactly as it is? Because the wrestling with it just wastes so much time, energy, and effort. And the surrendering to it, to just accept that it is the way it is, and just unlock the agency of how can I, in this moment, in this situation, still serve. And step by step, I mean, that was, he just got to listen to that guidance to, he wrote the story, and then had the opportunity to type, and yeah, it's not always about seeing the end, but just coming from that place, I think, changes everything. So here is to a lot more wonderment and awe and appreciation for being at the concert, the ticket to be here, to experience it with all its shades and colors and varieties. And to play with choosing to believe that everything is exactly as it is, for the most glorious of reasons that we don't understand. And our doership comes from all the choice of, what can I do right here, right now, to serve? Happy adventuring, precious soul.